I'm swimming in the lake on a beautiful summer day. I see you in the shallow end of the water, just hanging out in your bathing suit. You are short, thin, and extremely cute. Just my type. I am tall and strong, and just love smaller guys. It sounds cheesy, but it's love at first sight, and immediately I want you to be mine. I spend a few minutes just treading water and watching you, like a predator would her prey. I have a major bondage fetish, and whenever I see a cute boy, I picture what he would look like all tied up. I get extremely aroused by the thought of your delicious naked body tied to my bed. You notice me looking at you, and I give a mischievous smile as I approach to take what is mine. I swim through the water toward you with only one thing on my mind. I reach shallow water and approach you, feeling very confident and possessive. I walk up beside you and look down at you, locking your eyes with mine. I am very attractive in my black swimsuit and know that if I work my charms, you won't be able to resist me. You're quite shy, but we spark up a conversation and hit it off immediately. As I tower over you and look down at you, I can tell you're a little intimidated by the submissive look in your eyes. You must be dumbfounded being hit on by a woman so much taller than you. We get out of the water and continue talking for a while as we dry off. I invite you over for dinner tomorrow night at my place, and of course you accept. I'm extremely horny and lean in to kiss you goodbye, but you hesitate. I'm adept at reading people, and judging by your reaction, I think you're a virgin. Without thinking, I blurt out directly, "Are you a virgin, baby?" To which you nod your head yes. I tell you, "It's okay, sweetie. So am I." You look at me in disbelief, but I continue. It's the honest truth. I've been waiting for the right one, and I finally have found him. So, pick you up tomorrow at 6 p.m. then, huh? You reply, "Yes, ma'am." To which I say, "Great. And since tomorrow's Friday, why don't we spend the whole weekend together at my house?" You reply, as if under my spell, "I give my virginity to you, mistress." I smile and say to you, as if reading your mind, "I know, honey. I'm going to tie you up to my bed and fuck you." To which you blush and stutter, "See you tomorrow." Thoughts are racing through my mind as I lay in bed that night. I think about the day, and there's no doubt in my mind that you are sexually submissive. I bet you want to be tied up by me, and I cannot get that picture out of my mind. At almost 30 years old, I have finally found the one. Why not make it extra special and tie you up for sex as well, since we both desire it? I know we just met, but the connection is obvious and pure. We are meant to be, so why wait? Tomorrow we will give our virginity to each other. Finally, I drift off to sleep. I awake Friday morning and make sure that all of my rope, duct tape, and bandanas are easily accessible in my closet. All day at work, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do to you this evening. My whole life has been building up to this moment, so let me just ramble a bit and set the scene. Ever since I was a young girl, I have fantasized about tying up boys, so I was definitely born a dom. Bondage is very erotic to me, and very important that you share my sexual desires for having you tied up. I also love everyday bondage for cuddling purposes, and I'm getting horny picturing how cute you'll be, all tied up and helpless. I am very tactile and love feeling you up when you're tied down. I've never tied anyone up before, but I know how much I crave and will enjoy it tonight. And I know you'll enjoy yourself too tonight. Giving your body to me for the first time, offering me your submission, giving me all that I pleasure. As for my physical appearance, I am tall, curvy, muscular with medium length dark brown hair and brown eyes. I often don't wear makeup, or if I do, I try to go for a natural look. My breasts are quite perky at a size 36D and will definitely make you drool. I have an athletic build, broad shoulders and strong legs from all the squats that I do at the gym. At about 5'11" and 175 pounds, I definitely use my size to my advantage, and therefore am only attracted to guys smaller than me. I figure you to be about 5'6" and 130 pounds, so much shorter and lighter. The perfect size for my boy toy. Most girls would not want a smaller and weaker boyfriend, but me, I love it. I want to be both physically and mentally stronger than my boyfriend. A boy who is short and skinny enough for me to physically overpower him is like a wet dream. Maybe it comes from the lifeguard in me and having the need to protect people weaker than myself. I like shy boys, so in addition to a small stature, it is important that he is meek. All my life, I preferred men who are shorter and thinner than myself. I've always had a dumb mentality, so being taller is nice in a lot of situations. Being the big spoon is easier. Long arms and legs make pinning a smaller boy down pretty easy. I love the idea of hugging you as your face gets pushed into my chest. I love having that strong, physically imposing presence over a smaller guy. Having to look up to address me is enough to make you feel instantly submissive. This dynamic is very important to me from a sexual standpoint. Finally, the time arrives and I pick you up for dinner. Dinner is nice, but I'll skip ahead to the good part. It's 9 p.m. and we're at my place. Just cuddling on the couch and watching TV. I'm wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt, and you are in shorts and a t-shirt as well. I'm the big spoon, and you're the little spoon, of course. I start feeling you up and ask, "Honey, may I remove your clothes so that I can fondle you better?" You reply, "Yes, ma'am." With that, I have you stand up and immediately take off your shirt and shorts, leaving you in just your underwear. I then wrap my arms and legs around you, spooning you on the couch in a very possessive manner. I talk all cutesy with you and tell you how snuggalicious you look. I rub my hands all over your stomach and chest for a bit. I stop and let my hands be still, with one hand on top of your underwear. This, of course, gives you a boner. The movie Death and the Maid is on, and there's this scene where Sigourney Weaver ties Ben Kingsley to a chair and tells him to shut up, bitch. She then takes off her panties and stuffs them into his mouth before wrapping brown packing tape around his head for an effective gag. Upon seeing this scene, I get really turned on and see that you are pitching a tent in your underwear. I know the moment is right, and I grab your crotch and whisper into your ear, "I would love to do that to you. You'd look so cute tied up and gagged." You respond with, "What happens after you tie me up?" To which I say, "Let me show you." I turn off the television and take your hand, leading you to my bedroom. I make you lie down on the bed forcefully, but gently. I grab some rope and duct tape out of my closet. I take a step towards you with the rope, but then I'm feeling very excited and a little nervous, so I take a deep breath and try to collect myself. In this moment, I'm very open with you as I explain with a quivering voice. Okay, baby. I need to tell you something. I've loved bondage since I was a young girl, and since we met yesterday, I've just been craving to tie you up. But I have no desire to see you in pain, whips, or that kind of thing. I just want to tie you up, gag you, and fuck the shit out of you, and humiliate you. I take another deep breath and pause to compose myself once more. And then I ask, do you want me to do this to you, sweetie? You pause for a moment and reply softly, yes, mistress, I trust you completely. Hearing this brings a smile to my face as I am relieved and say to you, oh, thank God. You have no idea how horny I am right now. And I'm not even close to kidding. I'm burning up inside, wanting to tie you up and use you for my pleasure. I waste no time and tie your hands together, and then tie them securely to the headboard. I smirk and laugh a little at the nice tent you have pitching, and then I pull off your underwear and tie your legs together to the bedposts. As I now have your naked body tied up securely to my bed, I just stand there looking at you for several minutes and then start running my hands all over your body. I do this for a while and then lean in, giving you a long and delightful kiss. Then I take a step back and say, I think it's time for me to take off my clothes. I take off my jeans and then my shirt, looking absolutely amazing standing there before you. In just my black bra and panties. I smile and look at you, confident in the power of my strength and femininity, loving the sight of your short and slender naked body tied to my bed helplessly before me. We both know that I'm much stronger than you, and that I'm going to wear the pants in this relationship. I feel fucking beautiful as I get on top of you, and while straddling, you press both my hands against your mouth for a tight and secure hand gag. My hands are strong, and I feel a rush of power as I look down at you and see the utterly submissive expression on your face and in your eyes. I'm just loving this feeling of your mouth and lips trapped under my hands in my powerful hand gag. In this position, I command you. This is what femdom is all about. I am your mistress and you are my bitch. You are 100% my property. I am smarter than you, taller than you, stronger than you, older than you, and hornier than you. We both know all of these things to be true. You are my fuck toy tonight, my sex toy. My rope bunny. You are mine and I will do whatever I want with you. Your body and mind belong to me. I am in control. I will tie you up. I will gag you, humiliate you, and fuck you. But I think you will enjoy it too. I knew you were the submissive type when I first laid my eyes on you yesterday at the lake. I can see the submission in your eyes right now, just as you can see the dominance in mine. You are my bitch, so I get to tie you up, gag you, and use you whenever I fucking please. But I'm also responsible for your health and happiness. I'll take good care of you and protect you. And do what's best for you, as any good mistress would. Do you understand, sweetie? You nod your head yes without hesitation. I reply, "That's a good little slut," and remove my hands from your mouth and start making out with you. I kiss you like there's no tomorrow, like tonight is the last time that I'll ever see you. I switch to the pace of kissing between long and slow passionate kisses to short and brief pecks on the lips. I kiss you in every way I can think of and finally finish you off with a very long and very passionate French kiss. Our tongues more than touch and play with each other, and I exchange my saliva with yours. Finally, I release your lips from mine and a complete sense of euphoria is just pulsing through me. I get off of you and leave the room briefly saying, "Be right back." I come back with a water bottle and ask you, "Are you thirsty, baby?" You nod your head yes. I sit on the bed next to you and cradle your head in my hand as I help you drink. This right here is quintessential, gentle female domination. After you're done drinking, I have some water for myself. I then step back and just look at you for several minutes with a big smile on my face, once again taking in the sight of your bound and naked body on my bed. I lean in close and whisper, "Baby, you look so yummy right now, tied up and helpless. Be a good little boy and squirm for me. I want to make sure that you're secure." You oblige, and of course, you cannot escape, even if you wanted to, because I know my ropes. Seeing you there tied up, helpless and squirming puts me completely into dumb space. I giggle and say, "You look so cute, tied up, squirming, helpless." I pause for a minute as my brown eyes look into yours, then reach down and softly stroke your face with my hand and say, "Bondage is a special kind of therapy for both the dom and the sub. Are you enjoying yourself, honey? Do you feel good right now?" You immediately reply, "Yes, mistress. I trust and love you, mistress." Hearing these words, I get visibly emotional and tear up a little. I wipe the tears from my eyes and say softly, "I love you too, babe." I lean in and kiss you softly and delicately at first, like your lips are very fragile and I want to make them feel safe. Then I pick up the kissing intensity and force my tongue into your delicious mouth until our tongues touch and play with each other. After I have my fill of making out with you, I lift my lips off of yours and just lay on your naked bound body. I feel you up with my hands and lay my head on your chest as if listening to your heartbeat as we just both lay there in silence. It seems as though both of us are afraid to say something to break the moment, but finally I break the silence by saying, "You have such a pretty mouth, but now it's time to gag you, my dear." To which you instinctively reply, "Yes, mistress." I smile at you and can't contain my giddiness as I need to take this to the next level. By now my panties are completely soaked from my arousal, and I know exactly where I'm going to put them for the next couple of hours. I get off of you and slide my panties off my legs. I tell you sternly, "Open up, bitch." You oblige, and with purpose I stuff my panties into your mouth and wrap duct tape around your head a few times for an effective panty tape gag. Surprised by this, you make such cute little muffled noises into the gag. I tell you, "Sorry if my panties are a bit wet, but seeing you tied up like this makes me so horny." I climb up top of you and take your penis into my pussy. As I enjoy myself, I take off my bra, exposing my lovely breasts in your face. I stay there for a while, keeping your penis trapped inside my vagina. Finally, I say in amusement, I'm sorry, baby. You didn't get a chance to taste and suck on my lovely tits. Honestly, that wasn't on purpose. I really do love having my breasts sucked on, but now it's too late since you're gagged. Oh well. You let out a gagged response and genuine frustration. I seriously did not intend to tape your mouth before having my titties sucked, but now with the situation as it is, I have to tease you. So I press my breasts against your taped mouth. I keep my boobs against the tape as I laugh. Sorry, babe. You can't taste, but at least you can see my boobs. This is mutual torture for both of us because I would really like your lips sucking on my nipples right now. Your sweet, delicate lips sucking my breasts. Ooh, I could just come thinking about it. You respond with a loud and struggle against the ropes. I say, my God, your gag noises get me so fucking wet. Seeing the frustration in your eyes, your body struggling to get free. Fuck. I'm going to fucking fuck you, you bondage slut. Not a fucking thing you can do or say about it until I'm done with you. Fuck, I want you so badly right now, babe. I cradle your head with both of my hands and kiss your taped mouth for a bit. I ask you, how do my panties taste, sweetheart? Again, you replied with your muffled moans, and I say, that's nice, sweetie. I feel your cock starting to twitch uncontrollably inside my pussy. I whisper in your ear, baby, I'm going to make all of our fantasies come true. You reply, which I interpret as saying, I love you too. And this concludes part 1.